The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 8. The advantage to falling off a mountain is that you don't have to walk down it. That's not much of an advantage, really, but one takes what one can get in such situations. At any rate, Alvy's stupidity had indeed brought us almost to the edge of that unpleasant swamp, a good deal more quickly than we had anticipated, and so we had a chance for a bit of a rest while we waited for Hobie to catch up. The downside of this wait was that it gave me a chance to have a little think about the swamp after looking at it close up. It was dense and overgrown and quite smelly, and frankly I couldn't see how we were going to get the camels through it. As far as I knew, camels stuck mostly to the dry bits of the earth, and were not naturally accustomed to hanging out in swamps. I had this in common with them. If I am to be made moist, I prefer it to happen within the confines of a nice tub, and I like it very much if there is a soothing amount of bubbles present. I do not like being moistened whilst out and about in my travelling togs. I also do not like any of the creatures that are known to inhabit the swampy areas of the globe. I am no fan of crocodiles or snakes, water rats, mosquitoes, or bats. The animals that choose to live in such an area seem a cranky, hostile lot. I wish always to give them a very wide berth. Sadly, very shortly, this was not going to be possible. Hobie eventually caught up with us, and we paused for a while to let him recuperate from his slow, difficult trip down the mountain. I personally did not feel all that sorry for him, and I didn't think he rated a long, leisurely lunch, which he took. But as I was in no real hurry to get into the swamp, for the reasons I have already mentioned, I did not kick up a fuss. But as a result of this further delay, it was late afternoon before we finally began to make our way into that foul and fetid mass of sopping flora, and as yet unseen, but possibly hostile fauna. At first it was mostly kind of marshy and reedy with some tree growth, but very shortly it became quite dense, and from the very first moments we entered the swamp, we were in water the whole time. There wasn't even a semblance of a dry bit of path. In the beginning the water covered only the feet of the camels, but soon it covered ours as well. Had we been on foot, our own that is, that foul green and brackish water would have been up to our chests, for sure. The whole atmosphere was eerie. The air was getting thicker and closer with every further step into the swamp. It was very oppressive. And this was only the beginning. It was going to get worse. Much worse.